Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Tzadi Zayin. Pinyar Matzadi Vavim Beis Bada Bavim Beis Bada Gemara. By the Gemara, we started the whole sugya, the famous sugyas, getting into when you got yourself mixtures and min v'mino, min v'she'eno, mino, bittel, and all that jazz. Now, says the Heliga Gemara. The Mishnah started by saying that if you have a thigh, a yarech, right, that was cooked with the gin anasha, it's going to be usser if it would be no seeing tam. Amar Shmuel, lo shanu elishin is bashal ba. This is only specifically with where the thigh was cooked with the gid hanasha, and that it was cooked. Says Rashi, lo shanu dechi yesh bon rin osin tam kol yarech asur tal asur eleben is bashel sharotev maila tam chol abasar. Because when you're cooking it, then what happens is the sauce brings it throughout the entire thing. Aval nitzla ba, but if you were roasting it, then it's a totally different shtickle. Says Rashi, aval nitzla Imo, says Rashi, nitzmas besocho ve'in mefafeh v'yosei babasar. By roasting it, then what do you have to do? Kol if ochal at shemagia legid. You peel it until you get to the gid, and you can eat the meat of the thigh all around again until you reach actual gid itself. Right. So cooking is going to be boiling in the liquid, and roasting is in a dry heat. Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah is saying that the thigh becomes usser specifically with the cooking, because then the liquid brings it all over the place. But roasting causes it to contract within the thigh, so its flavor doesn't spread around to the other meat. So after roasting, you can eat the meat until you actually get to the gid anasha, and then you got to chuck it. That's what it means. You peel it and you go. In fact, Amar Eini, is that really true that roasting doesn't carry the flavor all over the place? Ay, v'amar Rav Huna says, gidi shetzalu bechelbo. If you have a gidi, a baby goat known as a kid, that was roasted with its chelev, meaning, says Rashi, shalom, not the chelev of a kloyos, that you didn't remove the chelev of the kidneys before you roasted it. Asa lechol afil me rosha aznoya, especially even the tip of the ear. Rashi says, ain't sham chelev. There's no chelev over there. You can't even have that. Alma pashit Isure bikule, must be that the iser spreads throughout the entire thing. Unbelievable. Beep, turn the page. Said he's out of my mouth. Shiny, no, says he went, oh, shiny, chelev, mefafeh. You can't bring me a raya from the story of chelev, of fats, because that spreads out. That's going to happen, right? It says, belaz trishnil shlant. Yeah, that's going to move it all over the place. Uve chelev, also affecting the mar, but even in the case of chelev, you want to tell me that roasting it's going to cause it throughout the whole thing? It's really going to have that impact? There's something that happened that in front of Yochanan in the in the shul of Ma'on. There was a baby goat that was roasted with its chelev. They came and they asked Rav Yochanan what to do. He said, you can just keep eating and peeling until you get to the chelev itself. Must be the chelev doesn't go through the whole thing, even by, you know, doesn't go through roasting all over the place. I said, Gemara, no, that was a very specific situation. That was a very lean piece. It didn't have a lot of fat, right? It doesn't have that fat, and therefore it didn't go all over. Avuna bar Yehuda Amar, he says, no, that situation wasn't actually a baby goat that was roasted with its chelev. It was kulia bechelba havi v'sharya. It was a kidney that was roasted with its chelev, and Rav Yohanan matered. He matered it. Why? Again, very specific. Mishum says Rashi, Mishum the mafsik karma. There was a karma, a krama. There was a membrane that separated between the chelev and the kidney, and that stopped the chelev from going into the kidney. Another answer, number three, Ravim Barav Adam, he says that the case that was brought over there was not roasting at all. It's actually not what happened. It was rather, what was the case? The case was
actually entirely different. We're talking about that there was something called a kilchis. It's a small non-kosher fish. And it was kilchis be'ilfas hava, that was found in a pot. In what pot? A pot of meat. Rashi says kilchis sheketz dagim ketanim shkotzim. Oh, be'ilfas in a pot of meat. V'yasu shaylu l'Rabbi Yochanan. Kim nasav Yochanan. What's the deal with the meat? V'armalu, he said, litame kfeila arma'a. Here we go. The first time I'm mentioning a kfeila. And he says that we are get an Armenian, in other words, a non-Jewish chef should come and taste it. And if he says that there's no taste of kilchus in it, then it's going to be kosher. Says Rashi, Nachtom Ovid Kalchavim, a non-Jewish baika. A baika has got a chef over here. Vashmin and the Mutter Lismachalov. Oh, and we're learning from here is that we are allowed to be somich on him. Why let when? Lefi Tumo. In the case when he doesn't know that he's coming to kasher something. You just say, Chef Boyaldi, we have a question for you. What do you taste in this dish? And he's coming to show his expertise of tasting things and dishes, but he doesn't know you're asking if it's kosher or not kosher. Veloyo di'u shetzuichon lelodavar isavati. You don't tell him at all that that's what you're doing it for. Amarava. Let's try that again. Originally I was bothered that what the Brisa said. Kedir Shabishal Babasar Lo Yavasha Bachalov. If you have a pot that you cooked meat in, do not cook milk in it. Vim Bishal but no same time. And if you did cook milk in it, then the milk is usher. If the meat that's absorbed in the pot gives it taste. So if you have a flesh of a pot, don't make chocolate milk in it. And if you do make chocolate milk in it, and it doesn't have a taste of meat, then you're fine. But if it does, then it's going to be problematic. Truma, unless you have a pot that you cook truma in it, don't cook chulin in a truma pot. But if you did, but not the same time. Then if it has the time, then you can't eat it, right? Non-Kohen can have it, but otherwise you can. Bishlam truma, I can't see when it comes to the case of truma. Time like Kohen. How? Because you have a Kohen, comes along and he tastes it. They can tell you if it has a taste or not. Rashi Shishnei Mutarim. Both of them are Mutar low. Hachulim and Truma. You can have Chulim and Truma. Ela Basa B'chalav Man Toimlai. Who's going to taste for us to see if this chocolate milk has a taste of meat in it? Hashad Am Rabbi Yochanan. Samchina Kfil Arma. And now the Rechon says we rely on Chef Boyardi. They rely on this Armenian chef. This non-Jewish chef. Now I get it. Hachanami Samchina Kfil Arma. That's what we do in order to figure out whether it has a taste. Whoa. Amarava, Rava says, Amarabana Batama, Amarava. The rabbi said that the status of a mixture is determined by tasting it. That's what we do, that's what we do. Rav says, Bakamu Kamos, Shoshanino Beno Saint Tam. The Amarabana Bekvela, and the rabbis also said that the status is dependent on. Non-Jew tasting it. Rashi's Ketam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Deep turn the page." Tzadi Zion Amud Beis. V'amar Rabbanu Mishishim. And the rabbis also said that a mixture is going to be mutter by doing the 60 rule, the 60 ratio. Rashi's Beperk Baser the Mesechus Vodazor Dav Samach Tes Paskin Yilchus Avachol Yisurin Shabatora Bein Baser Bachalav Bein Shar Yisurim. So we have these three different ways of evaluating. On the one hand, we said tasting it. On the other hand, we said get a kfela. On the third hand, we said shishim. So what do? Hel kach entonces. Therefore, min b'she'ino mino de teira. In the case of min b'eino mino, you two different foods. They have different tastes, but both of them are kosher. Both of them are good. Rashi says, "Mishen Amino, Sha'adam Yochel Lahavchin Taimo, V'shneim Shal Heter, Sha'yochel Ben Brist Latimo, can go in Truma V'chulin." Both of them are kosher, and there is someone that can go and taste it, like a Kohen who can taste Truma V'chulin. Then the Taimo, let me go by taste. Let him go and taste it. Rashi says, "Yatim Enu Yat Imenu Kohen. Kohen should taste it. Im Ein Truma No Senes Tam B'chulin Yochel Latavchel Af Lazarim." And if it doesn't give any time, if the Truma is not giving any time in the, is not giving any taste in the Chulin, then even a non Kohen can go in and they can have it. The Yisura, when you're dealing with something which is Aser, Rashi can go and bust up a Chalav. Shein ben bris yachol l'tam. You can't have a Yid go and taste such a thing. Some chinah kfela. Then we're somebody who rely on a kfela. And that's what says, b'kfela, we use this non-Jewish chef. Omin b'mino. And in the case of min b'mino, of its own type, Rashi says, bein de'eter, bein de'isura, de'lek l'afchin taimo. You can't go with taste when it's min b'mino, if it's, you know, two things that are the same taste. Inami, min b'she'eno mino, de'isura. Or you're dealing with min b'eno mino, and it's iser. So let's say min b'mino of heter would be chulin and truma, that is both hot dogs, so you can't tell the different tastes over there. Or you're dealing with and you don't have a kfeila over there. You don't have a non-Jew to go out and to help us. Rashi says, right, then what do? B'shishim. Then we go and we break it down. We just go according to 60. 1/60th, that's how you work it. Story time. Ha-no. There were at mehasa de'imlichu be'reish kalusa be'gidinashya. There were these thighs that were salted in the house of the Reish Galusa with the Gid HaNasha. They were done along with it. Ravina Asar, Ravina Asered it. Rav Acha Bar Rav Shari, he matered it. Ravina clearly says that the salting itself does some sort of cooking action that goes on over there. It's spreading the flavor throughout everything. Rav Acha says, nope, doesn't have the way, doesn't do such a thing. Also, Shailula Ma'ar Bar Rav Asher, they came and they asked him. Louis said, Abba Shari. He says that Rav Ashi, meaning in a similar case, he said that it's going to be mutter. Amar Lei Rav Acha Bar Bar Rav the Ravina, my daitech, what is the logic of it that you're asking me? Rashi says, my daitech, the asartle, imishum de shmuel de amar vaha roseach gid de hacha sharida imish shmuel kalif ochel. Okay, let's jump in the gum with this Rashi, but let's try again. What's the reason you're asking them? Damar shmuel, probably because shmuel says, maliach ariel kiroseach, that salting is like, it's boiling, and it causes, therefore, to go out and to cook it. Kavash sharehu kimavushel, and, that which is pickled is like something which gets cooked, right? It's bechomet with vinegar, with tavan, spices, the kavash mahen, the iser, the hetri yachid. You put these two things together. And therefore, you're saying that the flavor of the salted ginanusha goes to the entire thigh, like it was heated up together. V'amar Shmuel, what do you mean? But Shmuel himself said about our Mishnah that when you have this thigh that's cooked together with the ginanusha, lo shanu elishin is bashalba. That's only when it was cooked. Aval nitzla, but it was roasted and called v'ochal shemigil yed. You just keep peeling it away until you get to the good and you eat it. So even in Shmuel's statement that which is salted is, you know, is like it's like it's hot. It's not going to be usher, right? Because roasting doesn't cause it to do it, so clear this isn't going to do it either. The chitim, if you want to say, Micah was sayach, the maliach is kiroseach, kiroseach the mavushal. No, it means like it's roseach of mavushal. Wow. That can't be v'ha'amin t'ka'amar kavash arayu k'mavushal. Since Shmuel says right after that pickling is like it's cooked, v'chal d'roseach t'tzli ka'amar. It must be saying that when he said that maliach is kiroseach, he meant that it's like that which is hot through sli, through roasting. Right? Kasha says, okay, you're right. This causes a bit of a situation, of an issue here. Because if Shmuel would have wanted to say that both salting and pickling are like cooking, then he would have said that anything that's salted or pickled is like cooked. The fact that he makes a distinction between them must be talking about two different things. One of them is cooking and one of them is roasting. Says Gemara, Kasha. Halacha goes Rav Acha Barav, who says that salting does not put it through the things to aser it, through the entire thing. Hamar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Kishahim Mishirin, when they measure to see whether there's 60, you know, whether there's 60 times, she says, Ha'iser B'shushim, then Mashirin Berotav Bekiba Bechatichas over there. You, everything that's in that pot is included. Rashi says, that is Kishem Mashirin Ha'isa B'Shishem Mashirin also Shehei Bo Echad Mishishem Berotav Bekiba Bechatichas Bekedera. That is including over there the liquid, the sediment that's the kippa and the slices that are in there, the chatichas and the pot itself. Okay. Kippa says Rashi is. Pundirilia, Zdaktak Shabasa, the small little pieces, you know, the sediments, Vitavan, Asif, Vushul, the stuff you like to, you know, spread, rub off with bread, and delicious. Igida Amre, now what he said over there, Ubi Kedera, and including it as the pot, Igida Amre Kedera Atzma, means like the pot itself. Igida Amre Bemai Debala Kedera, that which is swallowed up and absorbed in the pot, right, to the stuff in it, but not the actual pot itself. Not talking about the material of the pot, So let's say if an usser piece is more than 1/60th of the amount of food in the pot now, you can calculate the amount of mutter food that became absorbed into the walls of the pot during the cooking. And if by adding the amount to the amount of food that's in the pot, there's 60 times the usser piece, and the flavor of the usser piece is considered batel, and the stuff in the pot are going to be mutter to be eaten. The way the walls of the pot, though, are not taken into account when you calculate the 1/60th. All right, so you have to see how much did you have. Let's say you had food that was in there, and then it went down because it got absorbed. You have to, you know, calculate how much there was in there, and then you're good to go if you have 60. All Yisurim that are mentioned in the Torah, we measure as if they were onions or leeks. Rashi says, Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, Levad Giranasha de Kibasa Belefesu. Right, that we learned yesterday was, it's like meat, it's like the time of meat going into turnips, right? But here he's saying no. Everything else is talking about onions or leek. Rashi says Masharino Sam Ki Ilu Iser Batzal. Like the Iser is an onion, O Kaflut, or it's a leek. The Ilu Ayanosin Tam Beheter Zesh and his Bashal Moshe. It would give the Tam into the Usser, the Iser that you the Im. The Ilu Ayanosin Tam Beheter Zeh. And his Bashal. Well, if the onions or the leek would give Tam into the food that you're cooking with it, then it would be Usser. Says Gemara, Amar le Rabbi Abba Labaye, Lasharinhu be pilpilin vitalin da fila be elef labatelin. Why don't we evaluate the Isser thing as though they were peppers and spices, which are not butl even with 1,000? Rash says no sintam be elef kamosan. Amar ba Amar le. So he says back, he says, Abaye, to Rav Abba, Shiru Chachamim de'in no sintam b'yisura yosim yibatza b'kof. No, the Chachamim calculated there's no usser thing that's going to give taste stronger than onions or leek. Rashi says, in b'yisura no sintam yosim yibatza b'kaflot. Therefore, we use that. Gid b'shishim. The gid anashe's bottle was 60. Main gid min aminyan. But you don't count the gid as one of the things. Right? She says the beinan shishim deheter levad mine. You need 60 outside of it itself. Aval khal hoil umin heteru. But when you're dealing with an udder, this is utterly ridiculous. Right? But the udder of a cow. It's a min heteru, minis bashal ima basar, misharina le b'shishim, l'hadi didein, you include it with it. That's what it says here, vein gib min aminyin, kichal b'shishim, and other is 60, v'chal min aminyin, and that's part of the 60, you know, to come against the thing it's getting cooked with. Beitza b'shishim, an egg is nullified in 60, vein beitza b'minyin, but the egg is not considered part of the 60. Yeah. And the other itself is aser. Even though there's enough meat and other stuff in the pot so that the milk is nullified, only the other meat in the pot is going to be mutter, but the other itself is actually going to remain aser. Says Rashi. Ukhal atzma aser, shaya basar nosan bo tam, vihu lo nosan tam be basar lefisha muataya. Right, whether or not there's 60 parts, because even though the flavor imparted by the milk into the meat in the pot is batel in the 60, you can't recognize it. The flavor imparted by the meat in the pot is detectable in the milk contained within the chambers of the udder. So v'im nafal l'kederech cheres oser, and therefore if that falls into another pot, if that udder that fell into this pot containing 60 times its volume falls into another pot, and if it doesn't have 60, then it's going to usher that pot. Amar Rav Ashi, Ki avinu bei Rav Kahana, when we were in by Rav Kahana, he asked us, Ki misharinu, when we measure whether the other became nullified, batel b'shishim b'didei mashrinu, do we measure it against the udder itself? Or b'mayda nafik mina mashrinu, do we measure against the milk that's in the udder, right? In this din over here. In the din that the udder is batel and shishim, did Rav Nachman mean it's necessary for the pot to have 60 times the entire udder? Because we assume that all the milk contained within the udder was released into the pot during the course of the cooking? or not. And with the Gemara, Pshita to be Dede Mishavinin, it's obvious that we measure against the udder itself. If you want to measure how much came out, how do we know how much came out, how much didn't come out? We don't know. So you have to go L'chumra according to all of it. Elameata, Nafalik Derecheres, Lo Yesar. Okay, but if now that you want to say we need 60 against the entire udder because all the udder's milk came out into the cooking, so it falls into another pot. Then what's going on over here? You're making you saying it's going to be usher. It shouldn't be usher because it all came out. Rashi says elameata, holu b'didei masharina and ha iftil kule. It's all batal shahalach kol atzmo b'tavshel. Okay, all the milk came out. Remember, milk is in the udder. De'i lav hachi amai ba'yishishim kamos kule. Why do you need 60 yet? V'kibin de kule batalte. Nafal b'keder acheres al yaser, it shouldn't be aser because it's another one. And for the Gemara, came with Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Masharsho Kachal Atzma aser. Since Rabbi Yitzchak said that the other itself is going to be aser, even when the pot has 60, Shavio Rabbi the Chachitach Nevela, the Chachamim treated the other itself like a piece of nevela, and therefore you have nevela falling down the pot. You need 60 in order to bottle it. If not, it's going to be aser. Rashi says, "Kiva damar Rav Yitzchak mipnei shebetchila nasar ad shelo nitztamik mishenasta kedera bo tam miad nasar becomes aser immediately." Umeyah shavu rabbanan kachatichas iser shayin the olam asur kedera mimasnisim. We say as much make here. If you recognize it, you take it and you chuck it. Therefore, it's a kachatichas nevela. Therefore, something else is going to be aser. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.